Well, that, you know, in your house you have a sofa and a
chair.
And all this stuff together. What do you call all this? This is your...
This is the living room. That's the dining room right there.
What do you call all this stuff in here, though?
This is table, mesa.
But all the stuff together.
Muebles de la sala.
Right. What about these things here to keep the light out? What do you call them?
Cortinas. Curtains. Cortinas.
Do you ever call them curtains? In English?
Yeah, in English, yes, curtains.
And what about the things that keep... Do you have anything that you pull down?
Oh, well, the blind.
Now, that blind, you know, you pull a string.
Yes, pull a string, and yes.
Little pieces. Have you ever seen the kind of rollers that are solid?
Yes.
What do you call those?
Cortinas, too. We call the same thing, cortinas. Or blinds, I have blinds on under teeth.
But even if they're on rollers, you'd still call them blinds?
Yes, sir, yes.
Do you have any place to hang your clothes?
Yes, we have the... We call it roperos.
What do you call it in English, then? That's what I want.
Let me ask my wife.
No, that's all right. It's all right. If you don't call it in English, it's fine.
No, that's
the... I don't want you to ask anybody, because if you don't think of it, I don't care. It's not that important. That's what I want your words for. You call it the closet.
Close.
What do you call it? That really usually called
ropero.
Was a ropero built into the house or?
Yes, built into the house.
You know, sometimes you can get a piece of furniture.
You can buy a ropero too out in the store there.
Would that be the same thing?
Yeah, really the same thing. Yeah.
What do you call that part above the ceiling of your house?
Techo.
Now what is that?
The roof.
Now, underneath the roof, there's something there. An area to store stuff. Sure. In some houses.
In some houses. Shells.
Cielo.
No, this is the ceiling, but between the ceiling and the roof.
There's an area.
That's a space. There's a space.
What do you call that space? In English.
I don't know. I don't know how to call that a space. Just it's an air space there. That's all.
But in your kitchen, when you lived in San Ignacio, did you have a little place to keep food, to store food in?
We had a box, a special box there. Yes.
Well, if you had a little room to store the food in.
No, we didn't have a room.
What would you call that? Just a little one, off the kitchen.
I don't know. Because we didn't have one at that time.
Well, did you have any place to store stuff that, you know, this worthless stuff was broke? Maybe something that you thought maybe someday you would fix, but it was broken now and you didn't know what to do with it?
Well, we just tried outside in the lot there, the jar.
And what was the lot that you threw it in? What was that, the lot?
The lot was a piece of land there where we was under fence, where we had the house and the backyard there. We just piled and then we just throw them away. Something that was no good.
Tell me about the ranches. I want to know all about the ranches.
The ranchers? Well, they used to live on the ranch. They used to run cattle. They used to milk cows in the morning, early in the morning. They used to make cheese out of the milk.
What kind of cheese would you make?
That's white cheese.
How did you make that?
I don't know how they used to do it. They used to make cheese.
Did they use a cloth
and then just put it in the bag. I don't know how to call it in English, but in Spanish it was called sarzo. Just to dry it a little, and then just cut it in pieces, and it was very good with sugar or molasses or...
Well,